this right here could be the biggest moment of his career.
Is it his time? Yes! Noah Watson is wearing a green jacket at Augusta.
There's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
All right, ready to roll here on the Golf Preview Podcast on Pregames Network. I'm your host, Will Doctor. Nice to have you with us as I give you all the picks and predictions you need for Week 14 at the Valero Texas Open at the Oaks Course at TPC San Antonio. We are 1 week out from the Masters. 34-year-old Stephen Yeager punched his ticket to Augusta after winning the Texas Children's Open. I would, you know, love to spend more time today telling you how great the Houston Open was last week. What an absolutely outstanding golf tournament at Memorial Park. I played Memorial Park about four times this year. I think the last round coming about a month ago. And what Memorial Park Superintendent Parker Henry did to get that golf course ready was flat out perfection. You had, you know, Scottie Scheffler compare Memorial Park to Augusta National. You had Mackenzie Hughes compare Memorial Park to Augusta National. And yesterday, in a Houston Open recap, Michael Kim tweeted out that Memorial Park could host a U.S. Open if the USGA was interested. You couldn't host a major in Texas in the summer with the heat. But if the U.S. Open happened to be rearranged, put it in May, not sure how that would affect the schedule. But the bottom line is Memorial Park, now one of these kind of major championship-esque venues that is playing as a regular season PGA Tour event. So I'm excited about the field Houston gets next year. We talked about this last week. I had my concerns with this golf course after Memorial hosted fall events over the last 3 years. It was said to be, before this year, it was said to be the worst course on the PGA Tour. And now the reputation of Memorial Park has completely 360'd and is now referred to as one of the best. So I'll give the Houston Open an A+100 in its entirety. Late release on the pod this evening. So let's get right to it. I apologize to you guys. I had some obligations with PGA Tour all day. So getting to this a little bit late. TPC San Antonio is calling for guys who can manage the wind and players who can do damage with wedges inside 130 yards. If you are a good distance wedge player and you can manage the wind, you're going to contend around TPC San Antonio. The run of show today will be running through the first five favorites on the odds boards. Then we will work our way into one matchup and two top 20 picks. After that, I will give you one outright winner for the week plus a sleeper, and then we will end the pod with a first-round leader, a scoring prediction, a couple of lineups, and then we'll send you off with a best bet. Let's get rolling on the favorites here. We start with Rory McIlroy at 10-1 on BetOnline and MGM, and Rory missed the cut in San Antonio in his last start here a couple of years ago. The only other time Rory competed at the Valero was in 2013, and he managed to finish second that year. The issue with Rory lately has been the course management. It really has nothing to do with anything statistical. When you look at Rory's last four starts, he's driven it well. His irons have been there for the most part, aside from his distance wedge play. That struggled for Rory a little bit. And Rory putted very well during his last two starts at Bay Hill and the Players, but he has not recorded a finish better than 19th since his win in January in Dubai because he can't make the right shot selection on the golf course. Now, I've heard a ton of the public say that Rory is a favorite in this top-heavy field, but you have to understand Valero is not top-heavy this week. You have 29 players in San Antonio who are scheduled to play the Masters next week. You've got Hideki Matsuyama, Jordan Spieth, Ludvig Åberg, Colin Morikawa, Matt Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fleetwood, Nicola Hojgaard, and Tom Kim all in the field this week in San Antonio and then will make their way to Augusta. So Rory has his work cut out as far as the field is concerned at the Oaks course at TPC San Antonio. And the problem for Rory this week and next week at Augusta is that he's 101st on tour in approach from 50 to 125 yards, and he's 135th on tour in approach from 125 to 150 yards. So at this point in the season, he's had over 50 attempts in those two categories. So there's plenty of data there to back that he is, you know, he's been weak with the short irons through 13 weeks of the season. And, you know, it doesn't even get that much better with the long irons, even though that won't matter as much over the next 2 weeks at Valero and at Augusta. But just so you know, Rory is 140th on tour from 175 to 200 yards. So the bottom line is Rory overall 119th in approach on the PGA Tour. So the irons are not there. But in particular, the distance wedge play has been deplorable for Rory this year. And that's why I'm out on world number two, Rory McIlroy, this week in San Antonio. And you can go ahead and chalk me down as out on Rory next week at Augusta. Even if he somehow wins this week, I am still out on Rory next week from the perspective of where he is with the short irons. He may be able to pull something out of a hat in San Antonio, but the landing areas at Augusta are a totally different animal. Rory has not proven to us this year that he's sharp with that aspect of his game. He continues to play aggressive, and that's why I'm out on him over the next 2 weeks. So nothing going on Rory in San Antonio or Augusta. We move to Ludvig Åberg at 12-1 on BetOnline, MGM, and Bovada. And you're talking about a polar opposite from Rory when it comes to iron play this year. Ludvig Åberg has put on a clinic week to week. Apart from Bay Hill, Åberg has been near, you know, the top of every field as far as approach is concerned. And the rest of his game goes right along with it. Once again, Åberg, he's just 24 years old, not even a full year removed from college, and he's already inside the top 10 on the official world golf rankings. Åberg did play Valero back in 2022 as an amateur. He made the trip down from Lubbock and missed the cut. I'm hesitant to give that any attention as since then he's won, you know, both on the PGA Tour and the European Tour. Åberg made a European Ryder Cup team, and he's hardly finished outside the top 25 in any PGA Tour event. His game has changed a lot over the last year, and it's not like he wasn't an elite player before, but he's found out, Åberg has found out how to make his B game better than most players' A game. That's the difference right now with Åberg. And that's why he's going to be a factor in every major this year. There is not many players on the PGA Tour that can minimize errors like he does. And that's why I'm taking Ludvig Åberg over Rory McIlroy this week at plus 112 on BetOnline. And I'll give you a little more data to back that when we get to the matchups. For now, we're on to Hideki Matsuyama at 20-1 at BetOnline. And really, there's no tougher golfer right now to get an injury report on than Hideki Matsuyama. I've heard some things about his neck and his back not being 100% over the last few weeks. But I also heard that before he went and won Riviera a month ago, which was his ninth PGA Tour victory. And that's the Hideki we've come to know over the last 2 years. He's playing through some pain most of the time at this point. But I really like Hideki at both TPC San Antonio and at the Masters next week. Whether Hideki is hurt or not, he's had a win and two top 15s in his last three starts, and he hasn't teed it up since the Players. So he's had a few weeks to get the back and to get the neck worked on. You can go ahead and book Hideki Matsuyama to top 20 at plus 120 on BetOnline. I do like that he finished 15th here last year. But when we get to the picks to place, I'll give you a little more information regarding his iron play this year that will be good to know as you look to place the last of your Masters futures bets. And I have a feeling that Hideki could be one of those players. So for this week, I will have Hideki Matsuyama to top 20 at plus 120 on BetOnline. We move to Jordan Spieth at 22-1 on MGM. Spieth won here in 2019. Everyone, will tell you to look into that this week, but I'm out on Spieth as he's coming to San Antonio off a five tournament stretch of horrendous golf. I'll give him a break on Riviera since it was a BS disqualification. Signed the wrong scorecard, had to run to the restroom. As soon as he was done signing the scorecard, it was wrong and he got disqualified. It's an old rule, one you wouldn't see in any other sport. There's no other sport where the player is keeping track of his own score, only golf. And in 2024, there's enough cameras, there's enough volunteers, there's enough PGA Tour staff out there for someone else to be keeping the official scorecard. So that's a rule I look to see changed. And Spieth through two rounds Riviera before he was disqualified was in the top 20. But since then, and since the tour departed California and moved into Florida, that stretch, the Florida swing, was horrendous for Spieth. He has lost shots with his irons in three of his last five events. His distance wedge play, that's not much better either. So I am out on Spieth this week. We will sit back and watch his performance this week to get a gauge of what we are doing as far as Spieth is concerned at Augusta. Obviously, with his track record at the Masters, I can't be out on him with, one tournament of preparation left. I have to see what happens this week. We'll talk about Spieth next week, but nothing going this week on the 2019 Valero Texas Open champion in Jordan Spieth. We're on to our final favorite to discuss. That is Corey Connors at 22-1. And you can find that on pretty much all sports books. I'm sitting here at 10:38 p.m. Central on Tuesday, and you can find 22-1 on all sports books. Corey Connors, never a bad bet on this golf course, being that he's a two-time champion in San Antonio. He won in 2019 after Monday qualifying into the tournament with no PGA Tour status. And then he won this tournament again last year for a second PGA Tour win. And Connors, course history is a real match with his recent play. He didn't have a great start to the year on the West Coast, but once the tour got to Florida, Connors really started to show signs that he's ready to roll. 18th at Bay Hill, 13th at the Players. If you are a Connors fan, maybe you're up in Canada, you have the green light to bet him to win in San Antonio for the third time in his career. I will be on Connors to top 20 at plus 150 on BetOnline. This will be an excellent prep week for Augusta, which is the one major championship venue that Connors has excelled on over the years. And we'll talk more about Connors when we get to the picks to place. For now, we move into our one matchup for the week, which I've already discussed. That's going to be Ludvig Åberg over Rory McIlroy at plus 112 on BetOnline. Åberg is number two on the PGA Tour in proximity to the hole and top 20 on tour from both 50 to 125 yards. And he's also top 20 in the proximity between 150 and 175 yards. His game right now is much more favorable on this golf course than Rory. Åberg is coming in here, nice and rusted, as it's been a few weeks since his eighth place finish at TPC Sawgrass. So the only matchup this week is going to be Ludvig Åberg over Rory McIlroy at plus 112 on BetOnline. On to our two picks to place for this week. Number one's going to be Hideki Matsuyama to top 20 at plus 120 on BetOnline. And listen, once again, I've heard the injury reports on Hideki, neck and back acting up a bit. But like I said, I am now accustomed to hearing Hideki, maybe it's not him complaining, But I'm used to hearing weekly from his team that he is struggling with the back or the neck. But we have to acknowledge that this is a golf course that is really going to be a good setup for Hideki at the moment. He's 15th in greens and regulation, and he's top five on tour when it comes to approach shots between 100 and 125 yards. And the one thing to keep an eye on this week, we are used to monitoring Hideki's putting like we monitor Tony Finau's putting. Tony is an elite ball striker, and when it comes to betting, we're trying to time up when he's about to get hot with the putter like he was last week in Houston. Hideki's the same story. Historically, the putting has been Hideki's kryptonite. And when you look at Hideki's last three starts, he's gone win, 12th, and sixth place. And he's picked up shots on the greens in two of his last three events. He's trending very nicely 1 week out from Augusta. I'm excited to see where Hideki's game trends over the next 2 weeks. And this week for San Antonio, I will have Hideki Matsuyama to top 20 at plus 120 on BetOnline. That is pick the place number one. Pick the place number two is going to be Corey Connors to top 20 at plus 150 on BetOnline. And really not a surprise here to take the two-time winner, but I want to make clear to the listener that I'm not just picking Connors because of his prior success at the Valero. Connors has really turned his game around after a rough California swing, and he comes to Texas off a couple top 20s at Bay Hill and the Players. And he's done that by hitting a ton of greens per usual for Connors, second on tour in greens and regulation, and he's sixth on tour in approaches from 100 yards and in. So he's hitting every green he looks at, and he's converting birdies when he has a wedge in his hand. And that's why he's been so successful here at Valero over the years. Connors is another one who you wonder how many wins he would have on the PGA Tour if he was a good putter. He's gone, most of this year losing shots to the field on the greens. I'm glad to see that in his last start at the Players, he had a positive week on the greens. And like I said, second on tour in greens regulation. I like the way his game matches up once again at TPC San Antonio. So the second pick to place will be Corey Connors to top 20 at plus 150 on BetOnline. All right, guys, a quick break from the golf to tell you about what we have going on over at pregame.com. If you go to pregame.com and use my code DRIVE20, once again, that is DRIVE20, you get 20% off anything over at pregame.com, including the early bird discounted MLB season access through the All-Star break or the World Series. Go to pregame.com, use my coupon code DRIVE20 to purchase anything over at pregame.com, including the early bird discounted MLB season access for 20% off of listeners of this golf podcast only. Once again, that is DRIVE20 for 20% off anything over at pregame.com. All right, back to the golf. We now move to our one outright winner for the week, and that's going to be Akshay Bhatia at 65-1 on FanDuel. And really, there was no one I watched in Houston last week who I was more impressed with than Akshay Bhatia. This is a 22-year-old that can play the nine target game all day long. He can hit the high draw, he can hit the low cut, he can hit the stinger, he can hit the moonshot. This is a player who has every single shot in the bag. And Bhatia is someone who in his young career has been known to be a streaky player. He's one who has thrived on shorter coastal golf courses where you have to play through tough conditions and really pick up shots when you have the opportunities to do so with the distance wedges. I've seen some major strides with Bhatia and just over the last 2 weeks from the perspective of the way he's going about different golf courses. When you think about it, Akshay finished 17th at Valspar, which is, you think about Copperhead, it's a short thinker's golf course. And then he comes to Houston last week at a major championship style golf course where you have to drive it a mile and you have to hit your long irons amazing. and he finished 11th. So Bhatia, he excelled at two different golf courses in back-to-back weeks. And now he's coming to a place in TPC San Antonio that really favors his strengths. He is 17th in approach from 100 yards and in, and he's ninth in total proximity to the hole on the PGA Tour. I think that tells the story with why I love Bhatia this week, and you can color me obsessed with the fact that he's picked up shots on the greens and two of, in his last two starts with that broom putter. So my outright winner for this week is going to be Akshay Bhatia at 65-1 on FanDuel. We're on to my sleeper for the week. It's going to be Billy Horschel to top 10 at plus 375 on BetOnline. And when you talk about matching up recent play with course history, there's, I think about Corey Connors, but other than that, there's not many players who have, both working for them, recent play and course history, like Billy Horschel does. This is a seven-time PGA Tour winner who really had a rough 2023, but Horschel has definitely found something here about 35% of the way through 2024. He's had some great finishes on some really tough golf courses. Ninth at PGA National, 12th at Innisbrook, and seventh last week in Houston. Horschel has not struggled in any aspect of his game besides, a down week with the irons at the Players. When you look at the season-long stats, that missed cut at the Players was really a fluke, as Horschel's seventh overall in the PGA Tour in greens and regulations. His irons have been very crisp this year, and to top things off, Horschel has three top five finishes in his career at TPC San Antonio. So for the sleeper, it's going to be Billy Horschel to top 10 at plus 375 on BetOnline. We move to the first round leader. I will be taking Matt Fitzpatrick to finish round one inside the top 10 at plus 450 on DraftKings Sportsbook. And I really liked what I saw out of Matt Fitzpatrick opening round 66 the Players, which was his last start. And really, I like the broad scope of work that Fitzpatrick is producing right now. He's had to weather some bad golf over the last year. He, notably had an extra swing weight in his driver that was mistakenly left on the club for over a year. To me, it's shocking that a pro golfer could be unaware of an added swing weight on a club as vital as the driver. But I guess he never knew. But anyways, he corrected the swing weight, Fitzpatrick did, and had his best driving performance of the year at the Players. We've never had to worry about Fitz when it comes to wedges and putting. It's the driver that has given him problems, and he has now corrected that. And I expect that consistent play to start back up again for Fitzpatrick. And this is Fitzpatrick's first career start in San Antonio. I think he gets off to a hot start out of the gate. It's going to be Matt Fitzpatrick to finish round one inside the top 10 at plus 450 on DraftKings Sportsbook. We now move into our two lineups. The first one's going to be over on yahoo.com. It's a six-man lineup with a $200 budget. Number one is going to be Ludvig Åberg at $42. Number two is going to be Hideki Matsuyama at $40. I'll go with Nikola Hojgaard, the Dane, at number three at $36. Haji has not played well over his last four events. However, this is a course that does suit his European style of play. So I'll go with Nikola Hojgaard at number three. Corey Connors will be in the four spot at $34. I'll roll with Sam Stevens at $28 in the five spot. Stevens made the cut last week in Houston and finished top five at Valero last year. So we'll roll with Stevens at five. And in the sixth spot, I'll go with Chandler Phillips at $20. So running through the Yahoo lineup one more time, number one will be Ludvig Åberg. Two will be Hideki Matsuyama. Three will be Nikola Hojgaard. Four will be Corey Connors. Five will be Sam Stevens. And number six will be Chandler Phillips. As far as the PGA Tour.com fantasy lineup, You have four starters and two bench players, and you can't use a player more than four times over a season. Number one for the PGA Tour lineup will be Corey Connors. Number two will be Hideki Matsuyama for the first time this year. Number three will be Matthew Fitzpatrick. Number four will be another debuter for our PGAtour.com lineup. It'll be Akshay Bhatia in the four spot. And then our two bench players for the week will be Sam Stevens and Tyson Alexander, who is an absolute wizard from 100 yards and in. Going back over that PGAtour.com lineup one more time, it'll be Corey Connors at number one, Hideki Matsuyama at number two. Number three will be Matthew Fitzpatrick. Akshay Bhatia will be number four. And our two bench players for the PGAtour.com lineup will be Sam Stevens and Tyson Alexander. The weather prediction, the scoring prediction for this week. The weather will be perfect all week in San Antonio. Highs of 85, low of 60s. You have pristine scoring conditions all week at the Valero. So my winning score prediction is 19 under par. As far as the best bet is concerned, I'm rolling, with my outright winner in a top 10 position. That'll be Akshay Bhatia to top 10 at plus 550 on BetOnline. And that will do it here on the Valero Texas Open picks and predictions preview here on pregame.com. We will talk next week ahead of the greatest professional tournament in golf. That is the Masters at Augusta National. I will have the full preview and picks for you by Tuesday, and I'll be ready to roll for the first major championship of the year. I'm Will Doctor. You can find me on X at DrMedia59, and best of luck with your picks for the Valero Texas Open.